the shittiest apples in the world, which are pretty darn great. Those who have apples would know that I have the shittiest apples in the world. But for those who have none, my apples might look pretty good. And since I've never had apples before, for I grew up amongst guava, mango, and avocado trees, these apples I have now are not bad at all. This morning around 10, the grass was wet, the leaves were falling, the trees were yellowish, some even red. Between a fine rain and a light mist, bucket in hand, in my mud boots up to the knees, I walk around and under my apple trees. The leaves were wet and poor on me, and my apples really don't look that great. But for someone who has no apples, my apples, these apples might just be the best. I don't care that they are bitter, that some even might have no taste. I have picked them, I have washed them, I've kept them for their smell on my desk, at my office, on my writing table at home, on the nightstand by my bed, and all over my books between shelves. My apples, I keep them all over the place. I know, I have been told, I have the shittiest apples in the world, but this morning I picked my own apples, and for one who never had any before, my apples are pretty darn great. And this was written on October 3rd, 2009, 11:18 a.m. right here in Lebanon, New Hampshire.
So tell me a little bit about why were you writing about apples?
One of the things that attracted me to this home is the fact that there are about 30 or 40 apple trees scattered all throughout. And apples were a pretty special thing in the Dominican Republic because they only came around during Christmas. Apples don't grow there. So it's like a pretty interesting thing. And now I own apple trees. They're crappy. They are my own apples. some of them you cannot even eat them because they are too bitter. They have no taste, but they are my apples.